This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A wave of airstrikes by Syrian government ally Russia killed at least 21 Islamic group, state group jihadists in the Syrian desert over the past 24 hours. This is what the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is reporting Saturday. The 21 were killed in at least 130 airstrikes carried out over the past 24 hours in a vast area stretching from the central province of Homs to the border with Iraq, the British-based monitoring group said. The raids, which began Friday and continued into Saturday, followed a series of IS attacks Friday on government and allied forces that killed at least 8 members of a pro-Damascus militia, the group said. In recent months, the vast desert, known in Arabic as the Badia, has been the scene of increasingly frequent fighting between the jihadists and government forces backed by Russian air power. The region provides a safe haven for jihadists planning attacks on government forces and other rivals, the United Nations said in a report published this month. IS overran large parts of Syria and Iraq and proclaimed a cross-border caliphate in 2014 before multiple offensives in the two countries led to its territorial defeat. But the jihadists continue to launch attacks, mostly in the Badia. The political future of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is none of the Kremlin's business. That's what President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said on Saturday. Navalny earlier on Saturday lost his appeal against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. A Moscow court did, however, shorten his original jail term by 6 weeks. And the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Germany increased by more than 9,100. This is VOA News. Facebook is back at the negotiating table, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Saturday, after the tech giant this week blocked news on its site in the country. Facebook's abrupt decision to stop Australians from sharing news on the site and strip the pages of domestic and foreign news outlets also erased several state government and emergency department accounts, causing widespread anger in Australia. 2 people were killed in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, on Saturday when police fired to disperse protesting opponents of a February 1st military coup, emergency workers said. It's been the bloodiest day in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations. Protesters took to the streets in several cities and towns with members of ethnic minorities, poets, and transport workers, among those demanding an end to military rule and the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others. A Sudanese asylum seeker who fatally stabbed an employee at a migrant reception center in the French city of Pau had no terrorist motives. That's what the Pau prosecutor is saying on Saturday. Prosecutor Cecile Gensack said the assailant was not on a national list of terrorism suspects. Following Friday's attack, the man was detained by staff at the asylum center. The United States plans to take no additional actions in response to pressure from Iran before talks with Tehran and major powers about returning to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. That's what the White House is saying. Tehran and Washington have been at odds over who should make the first step to revive the accord. Iran says the United States must first lift former U.S. President Donald Trump's sanctions, while Washington says Tehran must first return to compliance with the deal. A Delhi court granted a police request to extend the detention of climate activist Disha Ravi, who they accuse of sedition for her alleged role in the creation of an online toolkit intended to help farmers in India who are protesting reforms. The 22-year-old Ravi is part of an organization founded by Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg. She appeared in court following her arrest last weekend in a case that has raised concerns about a crackdown on dissent. And the United States has expressed concerns about Malaysia's plans to deport asylum seekers and others from Myanmar as Myanmar Navy ships arrived in Malaysian waters to pick them up. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.